I'm always happy with my fellow porch strollers, especially those who tolerate my enthusiastic hand-waving during my walks. One older couple in my neighborhood sits together, and the lady's vocal enough that I'll take my earbud out just to catch what today's turn of phrase is. More so I don't reply hello, morning, to her chirpy, "It's a beautiful day, isn't it?" During one of my walks, the older neighbor was pulling out of her driveway, sitting in the passenger seat when she called out her window, "That's a different perspective today, isn't it?" I nodded and laughed when she drove away, but the thought stayed with me. There are so many others reflecting on what we've gained from our time in quarantine, if we were privileged enough to be at home, and what we've all lost. But what I'd like to know more about is, how are we going to re-engage in society, especially after we learned more about others than we would have wanted? When the masks drop away or stay on, how are we going to function together again? Here's what I'm willing to wager. Our way forward will be more about learning what we don't know about each other than clinging to what we believe we know. It'll be up to us to investigate how others see the world, especially if it goes against the high ground of our beliefs. We'll need to shift our perspectives. Across from that chatty neighbor's porch is a house with a tree that I'm always paying attention to, an untrimmed tree that stretches across the sidewalk. The front yard stands out too, as it has a bit more weeds. The surrounding lawns are more immaculate, and you'll likely see older people puttering around in them, pulling out stray plant offenders. It's easy to formulate storylines about people from what their homes look like out front. There's a family who's proud of their teenagers and has high school yard signs. There's a family with the NFL logo as a crest around their family name. There's a gentleman that lives alone. He puts small, delicate wind wheels in his front yard. There's the family who didn't anticipate that they'd need 2 truckloads of mulch to cover their front yard, and whose yard looked like mole mounds for about a week. That'd be my house. But suddenly, uncharitable thoughts I had about an unkempt yard, and who was I to talk, given my mulch, changed when I saw a sign go up in their living room window, with colorful cardboard cutout letters that spelled, "Welcome Home, Daddy." I'd hung those signs too. I remember making them for my dad when he came from month-long tours in the military, and how my mom, usually in a foreign place without friends and family, was just trying to make life work. I wouldn't have seen that effort from the front yard of my childhood either. Like pulling away from your house to join the stream of people on a shared road, we must start to shift our gears to interact fully in our shared society. To move forward, it won't be enough to just stand on our porches. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.